Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. Yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. Let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is.
Wow, so all this time for my radio people, all this time I've been live on my, I've been, my mic has been off. Lord have mercy, talk about a blooper. Good morning, Motivational Mondays. Wow, so sorry, I apologize to my radio people. My mic was off, I didn't even realize it. So we've been discussing the topic of how do you stay drama free. What a drama, I just got myself into. So I was saying that I stay drama-free by just staying prayed up and staying away from people that carry drama. Good morning, Brenda. Good morning, good morning. So I'm, for those radio people, I'm on live. I'm on live. Good morning, Alba. Good morning, good morning. I'm on live on Emma E2K, the Facebook page. I apologize. My mic was off on lushradio.net. Is that type of morning. The topic is, how do you stay drama-free? Those that want to call in, make sure you call in at 213-943-3705. Call in and give me, you know, how do you stay drama-free? I just mentioned a couple of things. I'm going to repeat them again because I was not live on the radio. Good morning. Good morning, Queen. Good morning. Queen Salute. I stay drama-free by just staying away from those that are dramatic. There's a lot of dramatic people. And there's people that just love the drama and just like to just be in the mix of it, you know. We'll create it when there's none. And those type of people we need to stay away from. They're not productive, right? You don't want those type of people to pour into you, into your life. I stay concentrating on my children. The things that I need to concentrate on, I do life with other people. I don't really be out there hanging out anymore, so I used to be a night person. You couldn't tell me nothing. I used to be out until the morning, like, yep, all night. That was me. And I've changed my shift. I'm a day person now. I'm not a night person. When I need to go out, I will, but for the most part, I just, you know, do what I'm so busy doing things that I don't have time for the drama. Like, that's just so unproductive that I'm like, I just don't got time for it, you know? And who wants to hear it? Who wants to hear it? And don't drop your garbage on me. Drama is garbage. And if you really care about me, you won't drop your garbage on me. That's what I'm saying. So, Brenda, hey, yeah, Brenda says she stays drama-free by minding her own business. That was the first thing I said, girl. That was the first thing I said. If you look at this again, yep, that's the first thing I said. By minding my business. Mm-hmm. And staying away from gossip. Yes. Yes. Good morning, Chuck Platinum. King Salute. King Salute to you, sir. So how do you stay drama-free? Drama-free. Basically, after you mind your business, right? Because this world is just about people will just get you in their business. Even if you're minding your business, they'll somehow find a way to fish you in their business. So when that happens, how do you handle that, right? Because sometimes some friends are super sensitive if you tell them keep your drama to yourself. But do you really care? Or will you still listen? A lot of people still listen, because if people want to love the drama, Facebook and all these social medias and all these social websites would not be important. Like, they wouldn't be doing these numbers, because people love drama, like, naturally. I don't know why, but people naturally love the drama. So if you're not talking about no drama, if you're not talking about nobody fighting and arguing, I'm surprised my show is still on, because I don't do none of that. So there's actually, it shows me that, you know, there are people that are not into the drama. There are people that are healthy. There are people that, you know, love one another. There are people that want the best for other people, right? So Brenda says, my life is so busy, I don't got time for it. That's what I said. Girl, I'm telling you, queens, they just think alike. Alba Sanchez says, reconsider unhealthy relationships. Befriend only people with good energy that don't promote or create drama. Yes. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important to have healthy relationships. You know, come on. You know which ones those are. Now y'all riding into fear. So Brenda says, I'd be so scared to ask them how are you, because they being in the drama. Right. Right. There are times that I know certain people where you already know. You apply the question and here it goes. They're about to just spew out all that drama. And do you even want to hear it? Like, that's garbage, right? Garbage to your positive energy. So Marisa says, people say Facebook is full of drama. I fill my life with positive thoughts, positive words, and positive quotes and pictures. Yeah. Well, Facebook is only drama if you allow it to be drama, like anything else. Your life could be drama if you allow it to be drama, right? Unless you check that. So let's see what Chuck Platinum says. So Chuck Platinum says, people love conflict. Like if you come to live and you getting at someone, people will be here. Oh, if you, like if you come live, right, on live, my bad, and you getting at someone, people will be here pinging off. But when you talk about something great, you get five people watching. You know I know about that. Man, listen, that, but it's, I don't trip about the numbers. And you think that it's only five people that are watching. There's a lot of people that are watching. Even if they don't watch live, you know, my shows get shared a lot. And a lot of people in their downtime will watch it, like some positive messages and stuff like that. They act like they don't want it, but they do. They do. They mix it in. So you do the things I say. Oh, Marisol. So, right. So it's all about creating that I always say creating your village, right? I got an amazing village that will combat all this drama and stuff like that. So Chuck says, yeah, I don't trip about it either, about the many people watching. Most of the time people will ring off when drama occurs. Yeah, listen, Motivation Mondays is not a drama show. Warning, those that want to log off, you can do it now. yeah, listen, I'll just be dealing with the minority. If the minority is the people that is not about drama, I'll deal with the minority. I don't need the majority. If it's going to cause it, I got to hinder my soul and my spirit for it, you know? So I'm going to go into music, and I'll be right back. Guys, thank you. Thank you for supporting the topic for today.
Baby, I still need you. But you feel
It's Monday morning. Good morning. It's Monday morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. We're here. So we're talking about how do you stay drama-free? And everybody has gone in, given their opinion. I definitely gave mine. The last thing I was reading was Joaquin that said, people have to stop being more concerned, stop being more concerned with God. So people have to stop being more concerned with drama and stop being more concerned with God. I definitely agree on that. I stand in agreement. Good morning, Yvonne. Good morning, Joe that came in. Good morning. So, Joe, I don't know when I'll be back in the Bronx. Yvonne, back to school. God bless all the kids going back. Well, my son went back already as of Friday, Yvonne. So, yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, he was up early this morning, too, like bright and early. I was like, yeah. Let's see how long this is going to last. Because at the beginning, they like gung-ho. And then they be like, oh, my stomach hurts. I'm tired. Good morning, Jesse. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? So we're talking about how do you stay drama-free, right? For me, my first thing was I'm on my business, right? But then I'm in ministry, so I can't totally mind my business per se because it is my business. If I see another person struggling, I don't necessarily have to be in the business, like in the drama, but it's my business to pray for them. It's my business to intercede for them, right? And even if I can give them a kind word, even if I can somehow pour some good energy and just lead them to Christ, then that's my job to do that. But not to get caught up in their mess. That's definitely not my job. Mm-hmm. Right there I have to be like, right? So Michelle says, I keep my circle small, so no room for drama. You know, Michelle, I used to think that was a fact, but no. Even though you can do your circle small, the people there can be just dramatic people, and you just love them. You know, they can be family members. They can be just people that are drama. And we love them, and sometimes we don't know how to remove them from our circle, you know, our inner circle anyway, you know. And, I mean, there was times that I kept my circle so tight and so close, and still there was drama in between that closeness. So we have to be just careful of the healthiness of where people are at. So if people are in a time in their life that they're not healthy, they're going to project that on to you and to the circle. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, people have to be exiled out the island until they can get their rabies shot, and then we're going to allow them back in the island, if that makes sense. That makes sense to me. So, or other times we just pray for them from a distance because sometimes people just going through some stuff. They're not ready to admit it. They sometimes don't even see it. You know, they swear they're in the right, but they're not. And so what do? You get into situations with them. You get into arguments with them. Like, what do you do? What is healthy to do? I'll tell you this much. What's healthy to do is fall back and pray for them. Keep them prayed up, you know, that they can be able to open up their hearts and be open to receive, you know, and be open to understand and be open to really accept what's going on in their lives. A lot of people really, you know, want to do what they want to do and where that leads them. Nowhere good. That's why I stay prayed up, and that's why I take all my troubles and I take all my stuff and I I give it back to the GOD. Here you go, Daddy. You deal with that, because there's just things that are just not meant for us to deal with, honestly. Really, really, really. Let me go to the back of some music. Be right back.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tash, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. When you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I've seen my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Everybody I know telling me that they praying. A lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you strong.
We got to hold on.
Out of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break or phrase. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger.
Hold on.
And never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making me strong.
We got to hold on.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. I see everybody on the line. Good morning. Welcome. So I'm live on Emma E2K Facebook. I'm live on Emma E2K Instagram. You can call in lushradioonline.net at 213-943-3705. And so this morning we're discussing, how do you stay drama-free? How do you stay drama-free? For most people, the first thing they say is that they mind their business, right? Good morning, son. Good morning. I see you on the IG. So the first thing people were like, I'm on my business or whatever, you know? I stay prayed up, or I pray for them, or I fall back away from them. I love you too, son. So Michelle says, sometimes I keep my distance. I let them figure it on their own because they're going to do what they want anyway. Those are facts. Good morning. I don't want to misspell it, but I think it says Deepu. Good morning. How are you? Welcome, everybody. I have a worldwide audience, so I never know where people are tuning in from. And everybody's language is a little different, but it's okay, right? Welcome. We welcome everybody. So the topic is, how do you stay drama-free? How do you keep that away from you? Like, how do you deal with it when it does come knocking at your door or is on your lap? Do you get frustrated? Do you not let nobody steal your joy? Like, how do you deal with that? Good morning, good morning. Dion Block on IG. So when I first initially started answering this, I was saying that I just don't let nobody really, not close, but I just don't allow nobody to throw or spew their garbage, their drama, negative energy garbage on me. I'm just not doing it. You know, at this age and time, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not. So people do what you allow them to do to you. You know, people really do what you allow them to do to you. If you're okay with them spewing garbage on you, then that's what they will do, because you're okay with that, you know. Until you put your foot down and be like, listen here, can you pour some positive stuff? Because I'm just choking and drowning on this negative stuff and on this drama. You know, drama don't let you be successful. There's nobody that I know full of drama that is successful. Maybe the gossip people, but do you know what a miserable life they live? If you only knew. If you only knew, like behind the cameras and when they're not blogging, you know, that drama, their lives. They don't live happy lives, I'll tell you that much. It's not fulfilled. It's just not. Hi, Jessica. Hello, Jessica. Hi. Welcome, welcome. It's Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K, and today we're discussing, how do you stay drama-free? Drama-free from your job, drama-free from your friends, drama-free from your relationships. Like, how do you stay drama-free? So my thing was, again, mind my business as much as you could. And then I said, good morning, Myra, good morning, good morning. So then I said, as a Christian woman, I can't totally, like, disregard people and just really mind my business, right? Because people are my business. People are my brothers and sisters. Now, I am not here to solve anybody's problems or whatever. I'm trying to deal with my own, right? I'm trying to find my own triggers and my own stuff. But in the process of me doing this walk, I'm still obligated to pray for my brothers and sisters, you know. I don't want to be up there just, you know, partying in heaven and all my family and friends are not there with me. No, no. It won't be fun. Well, it will be fun still, because it's going to be heaven, but I'm just saying, like, it would be even more greater to have amazing friends and amazing, and all my family there with me to rejoice in this, in the kingdom. You know what I mean? So, good morning, everybody that's logging in. Good morning, good morning. So, is that my nephew? Ooh, I think my nephew just, hey. So, we're discussing the topic of drama-free. Hi, sweetie. How are you? He's a grown man now. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Jose, I usually address it. Okay, so let's see what Jose Polak has to say. Right? I'm going to read his stuff. So he says, I usually address it regardless of who or what it is and rebuke them. Then I pray for wisdom and understanding for everyone involved. I do not allow them to steal my joy. However, I have an obligation to inform them of their wrongdoings. You will never get through to everyone, but if at least one. Great point. Great point, Jose. I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you shared that. Great point to what I was saying about, I say I mind my business, but at the same time, as a Christian, we're not to be minding our business, not to be nosy and not to be invasive, but we do have a duty to let people know, right, kind of where they are, and check them in love if they're another Christian. Now, this is where I kind of go a little, right, because when it's another Christian kind of doing this drama thing, we are to come to them in love and be like, hey, that's not, you know, that's just not the Christian way, right? But what do we do to people that are not Christians, right? You know, you by you rebuking them, are they really even understanding what you're doing, like what you're saying? Like, are they even grasping the concept that what they're doing is just not right for their spirit or for other people's spirit? Like, how do you get that message across to them and stay drama-free, right? You want to think about that a little bit. So you always want to address it. Hi, La Nena. Hey, sis. Good morning, sis. So we are Motivational Mondays, and we're talking about how do you stay drama-free, right? And some people suggested keeping your circle closed, you know, a small circle of friends. I'm good, sis, I'm good. Some people suggested minding their business. Some people suggested just rebuking. And so La Nena says, girl, she just stays home. I stay home too, you know, but I do my due diligence when I need to be out there. I do my ministry. So my ministry doesn't really require me staying home, but I change my clock. Like before, I used to be a night owl, and everything was in the street, in the club, at night, all about my money, all about my bread. And now I'm all about kingdom business. I'm all about fixing me, right, and making myself a better person than I was yesterday. I'm about doing life with people. I'm about supporting people, pouring greatness into people. So, yeah, and I can do that from home too, girl, right here, you see? I just go on live and I could do it, and I don't have to be outside to do that. So thank you for technology, Lord. Those that want to call in, again, it's 213-943-3705. Our, the topic for today is how do you stay away? How do you stay away? How do you keep yourself drama-free? A lot of people always hashtagging drama-free, I'm drama-free, I'm drama-free. But when you turn around, they're into the most drama. So, okay, going into music. Be right back. Don't teach. Just gotta let God teach you. Let God teach you how to be drama free.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. I do not lie. People always changing colors like a stoplight. I'ma call you lefty cause I know you're not right. When you thought I was done, you should learn from Saint Nick and check twice. Ask me how I got here, I'll say God brought me. Ask me who this power from, it's gone on me. Every step I'm taking, I know God got me. I learned from the best, you can tell them God taught me. Yes.
Ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it.
God taught me.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me.
Keep me on the way when I walk like this, sauce like this. I'm a boy.
boss, I guess, God knows I'm blessed. Going to the bank and I cash that check. Guess what's next? I'll be the best. Don't get confused, I'm reliable. That's because I always produce. God chose me, so I don't have to choose. I can live out my dream. Must be the shoes. You don't want to offend anybody, so you tiptoe. You so focused on your balance like you're a flamingo. Enjoy your day. Truth is out here, but it's hiding. So I make all of this music and they like it. All your blooming smoke like it was cannabis. Why are we ignoring what the problem is? This year let's come together, put a stop to this. Long live the revolution, God with us. God with us.
We're talking about how do you stay drama free? How do you stay drama free in this world of drama? In this world of dramatic people, like all around us, there's just dramatic people. So how do you stay drama free? We got a lot of suggestions from a lot of people. I'm going to read because I'm also on IG Live and a lot of people giving suggestions over here. So you draw a line and tell people not to cross it, and that's it. But not a lot of people really pay attention to that. Some will, some won't. La Nena says, God's amazing. That's how I stay drama free. The fear of him keeps me humble and non-angry. He's real. God bless him. I love you and all you about. Always positive. Enjoy your day. And doesn't matter, sis, the rest. good morning, everybody. So, good morning, Tico. Good morning, good morning. So, we're talking about how do you stay drama-free. And so, the main suggestions, everybody, right away, the first thing people like, oh, I'm on my business, right? And, you know, we're living with people. So, how far are you going to get with minding your business, right? Minding your business. You have to live with people, right? People bring the drama. How do you address it? You can use it as a teachable moment. Like, hey, okay, so, you know, before my thing was like, all right, so you want to talk about this person negative, negative, negative. Then I used to be like, okay, if you want me to hear you out, I need you to tell me at least 5 great things about this person. Tell me 5 great things about this person. Oh, I can't. 5 great things, 5 positive things, otherwise I can't engage in this conversation with you. And usually, if people have to really think about that and start naming 5 positive things about the person they're actually talking about, by the time they get to the 5th thing, they're actually realizing that that person is not that bad, you know, or they actually don't even want to talk about the person anymore. So that's been, you know, that's been my, the way I've worked with some of the people, and it's actually kind of worked. So, because who wants to hear that? See, the whole point is that drama is toxic. If you're my friend, you're my peoples, right? You're my family member, you claim to love me, you say you have all this love and respect for me, But then you want to come and just spew out all this negative stuff, then you ain't for me. Right there, you're letting me know you're not for me. You're not, you know, you don't want the best for me, that you want to come and just spew out all that negative stuff on me. Who wants that? I don't want that. Take that back. Get out of here. Hey, DJ Marv, what's up? DJ Marv Swift on the IG. How you doing, sir? King salute to you. King salute to you. So we're talking about drama-free. How do you stay drama-free? And for the most part, we just got to stay prayed up. Hey, Melody. Good morning, Queen. Good morning.
I'm young and I'm foolish. I made bad decisions. I block out the news. Turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree. I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart, fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I pray. Maybe I pray.
That's all I can do.
I never believed in you, no, but I'm gonna pray.
I used to have to think a lot differently.
The
truth provider.
You won't find me in church,
no.
Reading the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple.
I'm
down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I feel for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I'm stood here today, and I'm gonna pray.
Okay. Listen, I never knew being a female.
female in the game would bring me so much pain, and I let it get to my brain. So much so I almost threw in the towel, man, cause it's kinda hard when you don't really fit in. Just let me in. Knock, knock, who there? It's me, though. The same one who taught you how to shoot them free throws. I know you at your door, I see you through your peephole. How easy we forget, now I'm meeting with your ego. Oh, this been heavy on my heart. I've been in the game a minute, I gave most these boys they start. I've been hustling, I've been grinding, I've been doing my thing. I've been praying for the movement, cause we on the same team. 116 Misfits, Humble Beast King. I love what y'all do, but make room for the queens. I got a generation that's coming up behind me. They stepping the stilettos, but they wearing them blindly. I can't just let them fall by the wayside. And I'd be lying if I said I ain't waste time. I let fear get the best of me while I was waiting in line. But they need to see a face that looks like mine. I need to let them hear my voice one time. Remind them of their purpose, cause the ones who got their ears, they lying. Daughters of a king, royal bloodlines. We losing them in places they was never meant to find. I'll never fully understand what it means to be a man. So I hope you let me stand for my ladies in the stands. Rallying the troops, here I am.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. And that was Butter P. Yeah, Butter P, sis. I know you always asking me. I always got some stuff. I got some heat always. And I love to share this type of music with my listening audience. It's just, you know, happy birthday to hip-hop, right? Hip-hop just celebrated 45 years. And it's amazing, you know, in my culture, how we've been so creative people, you know. We create music and art and fashion, and how generation after generation people use the culture and have really used it for other things that wasn't meant to be. It was more for expression, you know, to express what was going on in your life. I know music saved me. It was one of the things that really saved me with all the, when everything else was going wrong and all the things that were happening in my life that was out of my control, when people was just controlling my life. I turned to music, you know. Music embraced me. I just, you know, went into music and got lost in it. And it was I was able to cope with my trauma, with my drama, with my unnecessary drama. I was able to cope with it. So happy birthday to hip hop, and happy birthday to those that make great music, good music, classic music, music that years after you can be able to share it with your children. Right? That's right now the music that we're listening to, you hear it for a little bit, and then it, you know, you just don't hear it no more. But I'm talking about that classical music, that music that years after you're sharing with your children and your children's children. So I encourage you artists, make great music, make classical music, you know, stop making drama music. So Diane, morning, thank you. You say you needed that. Girl, we all need something encouraging in the morning, just, you know, this world is too dramatic. So it's almost close to the hour, right? I got 3 more minutes, so I want to be able to share my devotionals with you. Like, I like the way, this is the way I like to end the show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you want to stay for the devotional, Yes. And if not, thank you. I appreciate you for chiming in, whatever you needed to say. Have an amazing day, but a better week. Let me get my, because I got to get my Versace's now, you know. You know what I'm saying? I should have them ready, but. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm back. It didn't take that long. So I'm getting older, and my vision is not that clear. Because at night, my mother used to tell me, don't be reading in the dark. And I'm like, I could see everything, though, when I was younger. And now I'm like, I should have listened to her. She told me I was going to need glasses. That's what you get for not listening to mama. So I want to share my devotional this morning. Search my heart, O God. It's easy to point out someone else's sin and overlook our own. It might not be as obvious, but it's there because we are all sinners. Search your heart and find the area that needs to be pruned, the area that can sometimes feel dark. There is hope in the darkness. There is light. No matter what you've done or what feelings you might sometimes have, there are none that cannot be overcome. Lift your unpruned heart to the Father who created you and ask him to bring the darkness into the light. Ask him to reveal to you where you are weak. He can make you strong. You can do this. You are a child of the one true King. You have the greatest warrior beside you, casting his light on every part of you. For a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant and giving us a firm place in his sanctuary. And so our God gives light to our eyes and a little relief in our bondage. That's Ezra 9:8. What are the areas of your life that need to be confessed? Take some time to reflect on them in prayer with God. Ask him to reveal himself to you. You know, if you're in drama, good morning, Lorraine. As the topic we discussed today, which was how do you stay drama-free, if you're in drama, take it to God. You know, if you're in drama, step out of that drama. Like, don't keep mixing the poop. The more you mix the poo, the more it's going to stink, you know. If you shift the poo to the left and to the right, it's still poo. You're still mixing poo. You know what I mean? Not to use, you know, the S word, but you know what I'm saying. So if you're in the midst of it and you're shifting it to the left or the right, it's just going to just smell and smell even more. But if you totally spray water on it or just remove yourself from it. Stop shifting it from side to side. That's what drama is. So staying drama-free, it's really knowing who you are, right? Knowing who God is in you and who you are in God, right? That's what it's about. And those that don't get it, hey, it's okay. You know, it's fine. I still pray for you. I still love you. You're probably not there yet. You know, you probably don't have that relationship with God, but it's never too late because he's always waiting. He's just waiting for an invitation. He's just a request away. All you have to be is like, Lord, like I'm tired. I'm tired of the drama. Like I'm tired of creating the drama. I'm tired of listening to the drama. I'm tired of supporting the drama, right? Wherever you at in your life, either you're supporting it, you're creating it, you're mixing it, right? Hey, Marisol, thank you. You have a fabulous day as well. Either way, it's up to us, right? And we teach people on how much stuff they can dump on us and how much stuff they can't. So today, that's it. You tell people, listen, I'm drama-free, but you got to really mean it. You can't say drama-free and then listen to the drama because then that means they just done dumped all that on you. And now you're just part of it. You know what I mean? So don't become part of it. Good morning, Edgar. Good morning. Good morning. So don't become part of it. Stay amazing. Stay a blessing. Be a light in the dark. Wherever you are, be that light. Be that light. If you're in the midst of everybody just gossiping all at the same time, be that light. Be that light. Be that light today. Be a motivation today. Inspire somebody today. Let them know how amazing they are. Let's spread goodness and positiveness, you know. Stay amazing. Know that God loves you, and he will meet you right where you are, right there. Right there. Right there. In your hot mess. In your brokenness. He will meet you right there. That's the best person you want by your side. Have an amazing day. Blessings.